welcome back to season 3 of the Imperial FFC podcast. This is your commissioner and champ, Danish Varani, here to go over the week 14 playoff recap. Lots to talk about, but first, Kid Cudi. Let's start this recap off with my team versus Zane's. The first round of the playoffs, the fourth versus the fifth seed. This game was a coin flip before it started. I liked my matchups, but my team had been on a losing streak while Zane's was just on fire. I didn't get a chance to watch football this Sunday. Instead, I had to go to a civil ceremony. I was upset about it, but when I got there, to my surprise, I got to see Bobby. And that's where I felt my fate for the week change. I struck up a conversation and made her laugh. My phone vibrated. I checked the notifications that AJ Brown scored a touchdown. I'm smiling. I know what I need to do. A little later, I make her laugh again. But this time, I make her laugh so much that she put her arm on my wrist. I pull my phone out, waiting to see what would happen. And there it was. His one recorded catch for 2 yards with his touchdown. Kronk scored. Bobby blessed me for making her laugh. That's when I knew Zane didn't have a chance. Russell Wilson had 23 for me while Deshaun Watson finally got tired of carrying both the Texans and Zane's team. Watson had one of his worst performances of the year with only 17 points. My receivers combined for 40 and Zane's had 41, but the difference was the running backs. Aaron Jones and James Conner combined for 10 points, while Kamara and Drake combined for 35. Waller did score 11 for Zane, but the way his team performed, I don't think he stopped by Savoy this time. I beat him 125-96, ending his streak of winning a championship every other year. That's the most impressive thing in Imperial history, in my opinion, and him making the playoffs this year is a top 5. Good game, Zane. Great season. I'm usually on the side where I'm in the matchup with the higher point score, so it was nice to finally be in the lower scoring matchup and getting the dub, especially in the playoffs. But like we always hear Zane say, if you're not first, you're last. I'll be playing the best team in the league next week, Usman. Honestly, I wanted to play in week 15. I said it in an older episode of this season. The matchups he has for week 16 are too strong. If he's going to lose, it's going to have to be week 15. And if Bobby blesses me with a championship this year, I want to make sure I beat the best team. Usman, I hope you enjoyed your peaceful bye week and noticed we weren't putting nazar on each other. There weren't any reverse jinxes. We were gentlemen about it. I hope you do the same. All right, for the next matchup, we had Mohsen versus Shamez. The projections before the game started made us think this was going to be a low-scoring game. But as we've heard throughout the years, projections. At quarterback, Mohsen started Lamar Jackson. Lucky for him, Herbert had a bad 3 games in a row, so this was an easy decision. Well, the Ravens beat the Browns 47-42, so you already know everyone in that game had a bunch of points. Lamar gave Mohsen 35. With Shamez playing with Murray and Josh Allen all year, Mohsen finally gave him a taste of his own medicine with a monster quarterback performance. Josh Allen only got Shamez 19. Yep. Only 19. For most quarterbacks, that's good, but Shamez demands the best. Hopkins got 18 for Mohsen, and Michael Thomas got 12, but got injured and is now out for the season. Curtis Samuel got Shamez 12, but with Julio out, his other receivers didn't crack double digits. Last week, we said Mohsen will have to overcome Shamez's three-headed running back monster. Dalvin Cook got 18, David Montgomery got 23, and Nick Chubb in that Ravens-Browns game went for 23 as well. His tight end, Mark Andrews, only got 10, though. You would think in a super high-scoring game, he would have played a bigger role. Shamez also got 12 from Colts defense. For Mohsen, James Robinson only got 10, but Jonathan Taylor scored 29.5 points. And the most important part of this entire matchup was Mosin's last-minute decision. He picked a Bengals defense 2 weeks ago, got made fun of for doing that, and defended the decision. So you would think, okay, because he did that, he would stick to his guns. But no. At 11:57 a.m., 3 minutes before game time, he drops the Bengals defense and picks up the Washington football team, who gave him 23 points. In case you were wondering, Cincinnati defense only scored 2. Mosin won 156.8 to 137.62. Mosin's 19-point win was because of his tinkering, which gave him an extra 21 points. Earlier, I said Zen making the playoffs this year was a top 5 most impressive thing in league history. What's more impressive than that? Mosin making the playoffs and winning his first round game. Even though Julio was out, Chemez put up a great performance. This was supposed to be Chemez's year, but so is every year. He was so close to winning the league this year, but he lost to a 21-point defense that was picked up and started 3 minutes before the game. Week 1, we called him the Rockets of the league. Guess you could say this was his 0-27 from the 3-point line. Chemez has let the league know if Sacco is out, he's out. Can we please acknowledge how awkward it is that 2 different times Mez tagged Sacco and said the league won't be the same without him, and Sacco never says it back?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, okay. All you had to do was say, hey, yeah, the league won't be the same without you either, man. But instead, you're too busy thinking, why didn't Dak slide? Okay, anyways, after the loss, Chemez congratulated Mosin and said he's happy hanging his cleats forever, losing to a worthy opponent. These 2 were the only guys that didn't reverse jinx. I don't know if Chemez listens to the podcast, but that was a super classy move. Loved it. He recently said he's going to end on a win and told Zane to suck it. Love that even more. Mosin goes on to play Chalk Bar. Super important week for Chalky. A win here means a return to the finals with his star tight end Kittle back. That's huge. Hope you enjoyed your peaceful bye week that you stressed over. Lamar Jackson has been on fire the past 2 weeks. It's going to be a fun week 15 to watch. Since we only had 2 matchups this week, I thought about what else I could share. And then I realized I haven't done story time with you all in a while. Normally, I just make fun of Chalkbar for his Warzone stuff, but Abbas has been playing long enough now, so here we go. The night of Chalkbar's birthday after Neo, we go home and play Warzone. Me and Boss were talking about it on the car ride home, so we were pretty hyped for it. Just the 3 of us, and we're in a Boss's lobby. We're ready to go, and he starts us off in a quads lobby. I notice it and say, yo, back out, we need to do a trios, not quad. That's when I should have known that I should just go to sleep instead of playing, but, you know, I can't see the future. But you know how, like people are like, hey, if you go back in time and change one thing, would you do that? And then, like, some people are fake as fuck, and they're like, I wouldn't change anything because that's, you know, then I wouldn't be who I am. Fucking liars. Anyways, if I could go back in time, I'd invest in Bitcoin. I'd do this. I'd do that. Blah, blah, blah. I'd go back, and I would not play this night. I would have just fucked these guys over and said, you know what? Never mind. I can't play, and gone to sleep because it would have been better for my health. So in the past, there's been a bunch of times where both of these guys die, and then I gotta loot and do a supply run or a scavenger and get them back, right? So once I'm done with all of that, I go to the buy station, and sometimes the team realizes you're buying someone and they kill you. So there's been sometimes, like a few times, I've gotten both of them back and died while doing that, right? So like common courtesy is like, hey, there's 2 of you. I just died to get y'all back in the game. Maybe one of you lands on a supply run and the other one gets me back, right? Like, you know, some common fucking courtesy, right? But no, these guys are so goddamn horny for a loadout when it's literally next to nothing. The way they drool over, you would think they're getting a juggernaut. So this has happened enough and I never say anything. Like, it happens multiple times, or it's happened multiple times. But on Chalkbar's birthday, I got to be in a situation where they died in the gulag and I came back. So I purposely was like, should I go to loadout? Knowing damn well I shouldn't, but I just wanted to see what would happen, what they would say. And I shit you not, Chalkbar goes in a stern voice like he's fucking Nick Merckx teaching me how to play. No, you need to get a supply run and get one of us back. So I'm thinking to myself, oh shit, so y'all aren't dumbasses, just complete assholes. Y'all know what to do. So anyways, that game ends, right? And a few games later, we decide we're going to play one last game. So they both die early on, and I start looting and promenade to get money to buy them back. And the end of the circle is where I'm at, and I start a scavenger to get them back. So I finally have enough money, and so I take the car and drive to the firehouse next to the park. I hope this is helping you visualize everything, and buy both of them back. Then again, this is out of the circle. So I drive back to the scavenger, which is like at the corner of the circle in promenade, and I finish it. And then I go, then, you know, we have loadout money. So we meet where I bought them back at the firehouse. So I go back where I bought them and I buy the loadout. So I'm quick about it and get inside the place. A boss takes his time, as always, and gets shot and downed. So he's crawling inside so I can revive, but the team that shot him clustered it and killed him. I go from the back and I get the car. And I took it and I told Chalkboy, like, yo, let's get out. You know, I got the car. Let's go. Let's get out of here. No response. I'm like, yo, Chalkboy, I'm in the car. Like, come on. No response again. All I hear is shooting starts. And I see that he engaged in shooting. 3 seconds later, he's dead. So I drive off, right? And both of them died less than a minute of being alive. Okay, no problem. You know, it happens. After a ton of searching and getting shot, and I find another supply run. So I get it, and it takes me to the middle, next to the military, where there's a random ass, like, I guess you could say, like, a statue in the middle. And sometimes there's a buy station there, but there's always, like, one box that you can open, if that helps you visualize it. So I get there and buy a boss back. So now this is the second time that I bought him back this game, and the loadout was in military. Now, what do y'all think he does? That's right, he goes for it. And there was a team there, so he dies immediately. Second time buying him back, second time he dies in less than a minute. So then there's literally nothing next to me. The closest thing is a scavenger at the dam. I drive all the way there, somehow I don't die, and I get the entire scavenger. And if you're thinking, wait, why didn't he buy one of them back before finishing it? It's because there wasn't a buy station anywhere near me. Where was the closest one? Back at that fucking statue I was just at. So I go back that way. There's a small, tiny house about like 60 meters from that buy. I'm running there and see a team in front of me and then a team on my left. I literally use that house as a hiding go seek. And so like they like run right by me and then I just go like right past them. And so once I make my way to the buy, I ask Chalkboy and a boss. I'm like, yo, should I just buy a loadout? Because, you know, y'all have been no help. And Chalkboy goes, yeah, if you think you can beat a team of three by yourself. Like, obviously, I'm making a joke, goddammit. Like, I'm about to buy you back again. At least say something positive. So, I get to the buy and get Chalkboy and then a boss. Yay, now the three of us can play together, right? So, Chalkboy goes towards loadout, but semi-slowly, I guess. And then a boss and I can combine for $4,000. So, I tell him, like, yo, come here so we can get a UAV. But he's already dropping fast. And he says, hey, are you sure, man? I think I can get loadout. And Chalkboy is still in the air. Says, yeah, it's clear. No one is here. And a boss is like, I mean, if you want, I'll come to you. But I said, like, yeah, that's okay. That's fine. Let's just go get loadout. A boss lands faster than Chalkboy. Again, please understand how horny these two get for it, okay? Immediately, a boss goes, oh, fuck, they're still here, and dies. And I don't know if Chalkboy was too close or didn't give a fuck, but landed there and died. So now I've gotten a boss back 3 times, Chalkboy back twice, and both have died less than a minute later every time. Then Chalkboy has the balls to mark a most wanted and goes, hey, get this. So I'm playing for maybe like another minute figuring out what to do and a team kills me. And I wasn't sleepy, so I said, let me spectate and see what happens, right? So I'm watching for like 30 seconds and it occurs to me that this guy has 4 players health on his bottom left screen. And I'm like, holy fuck. We've been playing in quads this whole time. A boss backed out of quads and got back in. All right, that's it for the week 14 recap. We are now entering round 2 of the playoffs. Bobby, I had the opportunity of seeing you last week. I'm glad I was able to make you laugh, and I hope your life is filled with laughter. You blessed me with the win last week, and Bobby, I ask that you please bless me with the win this week too. I'm sorry I was reverse jinxing lesser teams on the podcast, and I know now not to do that. I'm sorry I didn't understand it sooner. Shout out to you for letting me realize it before the playoffs start. I hope I'll make you proud. Shout out to a boss's hat and polo. I ended up giving it back. You know, I think he was happy when I was with him for Halloween, and I ended up getting a win that week. But once I had his stuff for longer than I was supposed to, I got fantasy football cursed. Luckily, I gave it back to him last Saturday and ended my losing streak. The idea for holding it, Chopper actually gave it to me. When he made his ice cream video, we were actually going to dub it, and I was going to be him, and I was going to tell Chopper to record it. But we decided not to do that, so we're glad the boss would have been a good sport about it. Shout out to yet another Sunil vs. Zayn argument. Honestly, I love that shit. I liked every comment trying to egg them on, but it didn't work. Sunil ended up apologizing. What the fuck? I bet Sacco gets a bunch of good details. Need to get him on the podcast to share. Shout out Christian Wood. Shout out Deshaun Watson. Sunil said I was a hater. I have never in my life said anything bad about Watson. It's always been about Bob, the Texans organization, and sometimes their counsel. Final shout out to the G League Warzone team. They're texting me and playing while I was making fun of their game. They're all great teammates, except Chalkbar. And that's it for our... that's it for our podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening in to our Week 14 Imperial FFC podcast. I'm your host, Donish Ronnie. Hope you tune in again next week for Episode 15. Today and from now on, we hope that Bobby blesses only me, myself, and I. Good night, Tokyo.